Well, I did it, boys. I went and I got a 4K Ultra HD Blu-ray player.
My man.
Nick's going to be happy the rest of his life.
I am. Until the next purchase.
No joke, for real, with these fucking speakers, too. This was... I've said it a couple times, but it's the biggest smile I think I've seen on your face.
Yeah, I mean, it gets better and better every time.
No, he was smiling pretty big when he was talking about woodworking.
No, this tops the woodworking, dude. There's a glimmer in his eye. This
because
like,
even when I got this TV, I wasn't this happy.
No, dude, you weren't. Yeah. This is pure joy.
No, you're actually kind of in a foul mood.
I wasn't in a foul mood.
No, it was the beginning. It was the beginning of him being happy.
Yeah.
It was the start, you know? Yeah.
But which this means like, that this money like, can solve anything,
100%,
folks.
Dude.
That's I mean, the moral can. Of
that's
the
That's the
story.
Thing is, like, people are like, oh, money won't make you happy. It's like, well, yeah, a fixed amount. But if you're constantly amassing more and more money and finding dumber and dumber
dumb
ways
shit.
To spend it.
Oh, yeah.
The idea that, like, people who make, like, $100 million a year aren't incredibly happy. They're like, oh, yeah, well, actually, their kids are pretty depressed. It's like, yeah, they shouldn't have had kids. Kids are never going to fucking amount to anything. But
yep.
If you're
the guy that makes the money.
Right. If you're like Shkreli or some shit, even though he's like having a rough time right now.
Yeah, that's a bad example.
Yeah.
Well, that's because the government's trying to fucking take his money away from him.
Yeah.
You fucking
there you go.
The piece of shit government there won't let him live his life.
Welcome back
Nick's
to part of the problem.
Into libertarianism has commenced.
No, I'm all for taxes. Taxes are fine.
Yeah, yeah.
What's bullshit is like the government fucking bringing charges against a guy just because he's ugly and Albanian.
No, fuck Albanians, dude. That's my stance. Fuck Albanians.
Fuck half of Action Bronson.
The vermin of Europe.
I mean, what's their deal? There's three of them. Two of them are boys. One's a girl. And they live in the Warner Brothers Tower? Or
the Albamaniacs. Yeah.
That's where fucking...
There's some sort of cat or something.
Shkreli is the youngest of the animaniacs.
The animaniacs.
He does look like one of them. Yeah.
The girl.
And that's where they're going to jail him, is the Warner Brothers Tower. When he does get locked up. So keep an eye on these red lights here.
Okay.
And if they shut off, then that means that I should have replaced the batteries.
Okay.
In the recorder.
Will we lose the recording if they shut off?
No, it'll just cut off wherever the battery dies.
Okay.
Yeah.
Cool. So this might be a 17-minute episode, guys.
Hopefully. Yeah, well, you know what? I got loads of batteries.
I got a bunch of them.
But for whatever reason, sometimes like I'll get like 30 episodes out of one charge with these.
Mm-hmm.
And then other times I get like 2 episodes.
It's when it's really funny, dude.
I think it's how high the levels are. I think if I set the levels right, it's not a problem.
Mm.
But anyways, back to the electronics. The consumer electronics corner. The consumer cool corner. KKK. Cool consumer corner. With Grand Wizard of Savings. The Grand Wiz.
The Grand Wiz of Savings. What else?
Remember
they have,
the
like,
Wiz?
Dragons?
The Wiz?
Michael Jackson? Yeah.
The
Black Wizard
of
Oz?
No, the fucking the electronics store, the Wiz.
Oh, yeah, the Wiz. Yeah, of course. Yeah.
I don't.
But that's, it's that, but it's the,
come
grand,
on down.
The Grand Wiz.
Come on down the road. It'd be funny if the Black Wizard of Oz was actually...
Mm-hmm. The Grand
the
Wizard
KKK.
Of Oz.
Yeah, yeah. The Grand Wiz.
Yeah. Well, I'll tell you, it really does make a difference. Having
move on out,
because you know you can stream 4K, but it always looks kind of choppy. The frame rate's always fucked up, and there's like buffering issues.
And so you need the 4K.
You need
Blu-ray DVD.
Need is the word.
Blu-ray
you absolutely need it. I mean, this is the only way to. I'm watching Mad Max for the fifth time.
Yeah, this shit rocks.
And I saw it in theaters. A little disappointed because they let you know who's in there. So even though it's a big screen and the sound is good, the experience is ruined by Asian people.
There it is. You guys are probably guessing black.
Oh, no, I don't mind that. In fact, I only watch shit with DVD commentary.
Going to a black movie theater.
Black movie theater.
It's just watching the movie with DVD commentary.
DVD commentary.
Yeah.
Debo commentary.
Debo D.
Yeah. No, the commentary doesn't bother me. What bothers me is... Asian people to take their shoes off and use their phone.
Going through the garbage to get recycling during the movie.
Yeah, they use the movie theater as an opportunity to finally parent their children. You ask later. Later.
There's not much recyclable though there.
Yeah.
Popcorn, you can't really recycle the bags. You know what would...
I remember I saw a movie with my dad and some like Filipino family was just talking the entire time. And at the end of the movie, my dad's like, I'm going to ask for a refund. And he like made me go with him to the manager's office.
Awesome.
And the manager was like, why'd you watch the whole movie? Yeah. And I was like, yeah, why did we watch the whole movie if you were going to do this? Yeah. And he's like, I don't know.
I don't know. I'm a white American, damn it.
Yeah.
And a Filipino annoyed me. What movie was it?
Well, I can't even remember. He's like, he's one of those guys that's I'm going to show them who's never been boss.
right.
You know, where he thinks he's going to win some dispute with the customer service department, and then they just hang up on him. nothing changes.
Nick, well, you're actually very persistent with customer service representatives.
You really are.
Am I?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I guess lately I have been.
Yeah. You're always on the phone.
Well, like, I used to be a call center guy, so I don't know. I know how to speak to them.
You know the biz.
Yeah.
Yes.
You know the secret code.
I used to work at a call center, and I hated my job, and I hated being on the phone all day long.
Mm-hmm.
And then I would get home, and I would get drunk on my porch and prank call the call center.
That you worked at?
That I worked at.
What a fucking stupid life.
Well, because I worked there, I knew exactly what to say to keep people on the phone
for
an hour and a half. Just to ruin someone's night.
That's so fucking
And just
funny.
Pretend to be like an old woman that's like, and you know, I'd be like, I need help setting up my email. and then I had all the screens memorized. So like I would get them to help me through like almost every step of the way. And at the last one, I'd be like, okay, well, then they're like, now click start. And I'm like, where's start? And then they're like, down on the bottom of the screen. And like, they've already been through this with me. I'd be like, is it where it says finder? And I would like drop hints that it was a completely different operating system, like change the entire.
Oh, like Mac?
At the very last step. And then they would lose their fucking minds and have to restart the entire process. There was always just like inconsistencies in the way.
So the way, how do they track whether you're a good employee? Because you clearly were not helping.
Oh, they didn't give a shit. I mean, people quit so often. I remember there was one time, first of all, everyone that worked there, imagine this, a workplace with 600 people where I am the coolest guy there.
Oh, God.
So that was like, the average employee was like the biggest fucking, there was a girl that would bring like a doll. And she would sit there and brush its hair.
Oh my God.
While she was on the phone. There were multiple people that wore tails because they were furries.
Yes.
They would
Hell,
see each other and be
those
like,
those little fox tails?
Yeah, like they were.
No, dude.
Oh, yeah, dude.
Oh my God.
Yeah, there was a guy that had like a shirt that was like.
They would bark at each other.
Oh, yeah. Dude. They were gay as shit. Dude, there was this one guy that had a fucking like a shirt that was
hell
like.
Yes.
You know, like bomb squad coming through or something, but bomb squad was crossed off and it was like tech support.
Oh, and God.
That guy also had like a theatrical cane, like
yes.
a long cane with like a skull on the
yes.
top that he didn't
Fuck.
Need. That, he
that is so awesome.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
Yeah, no, there were so many of those people. But
did they hang out like after work with each other?
No.
Nobody, no one did.
There was a break room that always just smelled fucking awful.
Yeah.
There was like, I remember there was one hot girl that worked there.
Oh, I fucked
and
her.
Again, because it was like, I was cool. I had like, had supreme confidence. I just like went up to her and was like, hey, yeah, we should like hang out sometime. I was like, hey, what's your name? She like turns around. She's like, hi, I'm Cassandra. And she was like, just hot.
Oh, no.
A complete nerd.
Oh, no.
I was like, oh, never mind. I'm sorry.
You noticed the foxtail hanging over her skirt?
I talked to her for like 10 minutes and then.
Dude, come on! Never
again. Outside
is that the girl? Is that the girl's Oreos you ate? The Down syndrome girl or whatever? No, not
Down
syndrome.
What are you talking about?
Asperger's.
What are you talking about?
I don't remember that.
What? There was a girl. A girl that you said had autism or whatever.
Oh, that was in New York when he was dating that Asperger's girl.
I was making
girl.
A joke about
being retarded. Yeah, that girl.
I was making a joke about
you can have two or three. They fucking, what a monster. Nice tits though.
You wouldn't yeah. fuck a nerd that was hot, dude?
It would like she smelled bad, like she had, she didn't smell bad, but she had that smell bad aura where it was like, this is just I lost interest.
Mm-hmm. I know what you're saying.
I understand where you're coming from, but I don't know what particular nuance or what it was in the context of that situation.
I know what you mean.
That made me pull the plug on that.
Because there's a vibe of like not just nerd, but like just uncool in like a high school way. Like
that, I'm fine with. There was something like, you know, from 20 feet away, it was like, yeah, she's like pretty. And you're like, oh, never mind.
It's like the Ren and Stimpy close-ups.
Yeah,
it's
like, yeah. Sort of like that. Anyhow, there was one time at that call center where there was this guy, like, we didn't have assigned seating or anything. We just had these like small cubicles, and there's this guy two cubicles across from me, and all the cubicle dividers were like translucent, so you could see through them sort of. Mm-hmm. You had like some degree of privacy. And this guy would bring his laptop and just watch Legend of Zelda Wind Waker videos.
This guy.
And he was like sitting right next to his boss. And he's on the phone with somebody. He's like, no, sir, click again on that section. Click again. And then he would mute the phone. Be like, you fucking imbecile. You fucking piece of shit. And unmute, like, just keep trying. You'll find it. You'll click on the right thing. Mute. You cunt. You fucking cunt piece of shit. Well, like, you know, like Zelda is like hopping around in the fucking background, and like it's like boss has to come over and like put his hand on his shoulder and be like, Jeremy, calm down. Eventually he lost it and like hung up on the guy, and he's like, all I want is to make my fucking hot chocolate. And the boss had to like go into the break room and make his hot chocolate for him and bring it back to him. And it's like,
good God,
pull that man off the front line. Yeah. He's shell shocked.
There's too much for him being a fucking man, dude. Maybe Republicans are right. The call center was too much for that guy, dude. What a piece of shit.
Well, what's hilarious is like, you know, like 10 years ago, everyone bitched about like, you call a call center now, you get some guy in India.
Oh, they do a way better job.
I know his name isn't Tony.
Yeah.
He's lying to me saying his name's Tony. It's like, why do you need to know Vikram's name?
Yeah.
It
exactly.
doesn't fucking matter at all.
He's polite.
His name
he's
is
quick.
Tony because of people like you.
Yeah.
He fucking complained about his name being Vikram.
Yeah.
But I do that. I have to call Amazon all the time because like fucking every courier service in New York is like trash. And I know there's a UPS guy that listens to this show.
Shuts out.
He probably hasn't. He probably hasn't delivered shit.
He was at Skankfest.
He probably hasn't delivered shit outside of New York where things actually show up fucking 90% of the time.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like a 50% failure rate when I get shit. And I do everything through Amazon now because it's fucking easier. But half the time it requires like calling Amazon customer support and saying like, yeah, UPS isn't delivering this shit, so get on them. And
that's
Amazon,
wild, dude.
Amazon has like way more leverage than you do as like just a consumer.
Right.
Because they'll call up UPS and be like, yeah, we're going to have this driver thrown in jail. deported
hell yeah, dude. Bezos, baby.
Yeah, dude. Most of the time I'll get like a Malaysian person that'll help me
in the call center,
and they're so much more effective.
Polite. Oh yeah.
When you get like just some fucking bitch from, you know,
oh my god,
Nashville or wherever the other one is.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
You know.
Excuse me, sir.
Good afternoon. How dare you call Amazon? My name is Tanisha. How may I hang up on you today?
Yeah, they always
I will
say
not
you're
be
yelling.
Taking notes on this call. My hands are busy right now. I will not remember any of this, and it won't go into the computer.
Is there a number I can never call you back on if we get disconnected?
Yes. There's an IT guy at my old office.
I want you to call 911. Report yourself. Tell them there's an armed woman. They'll know which one.
Amazon always delivers my shit, dude. I don't know what it is. Maybe they don't respect you.
I don't know. You know what it is? I think the doorbell doesn't work.
Yeah, your doorbell doesn't work. It hasn't worked for months.
No, I just don't answer the door when you... I know.
Well, I know that.
You ring the bell.
Yeah. It's a disrespect. It's a disrespectful bit that you do.
It's not a disrespectful
thing. It is completely disrespectful.
First of all, it's
making me waiting
disrespectful
down there.
For you to assume that I'm going to stop what I'm doing to answer the door for you.
To do the show that we're here
fucking,
to record.
I'm not on your schedule. When I say we start at 1, that doesn't mean you come at 12:58. It also doesn't mean that you come at fucking 1:02.
Oh,
you come
really?
At 1 o'clock.
You got a 60-second window.
And if you're not there at 1 o'clock, guess who's starting another round of Conquest on Battlefield 1? Me. And those are 30-minute matches.
Those are so long.
Dude, if I have a 5-6-plus kill streak, you better believe I'm not getting up and ruining
mm-hmm.
it.
This is the respect I'm talking about,
guys.
That
does make sense. You have to give it to him. That makes sense, what he just said.
No, it does not make sense.
I think it makes sense.
Absolute
yeah, yeah,
sense.
Yeah.
You may think it's corny or, you know, sort of embarrassing that I dedicate that much time and effort to gaming, but you know what? I'm a fucking millionaire. So maybe you should have spent
Fuck.
The entirety of your early 20s and teen years gaming your way
mm-hmm.
to a level of respect.
Yeah. Yeah, I respect you and I respect
the way
gaming.
The way I get Nick to open the door for me is I am playing Battlefield from my phone.
Yeah.
Somehow.
Yeah.
And I message him on the PS4 messaging system, the PSP messaging system. And that's how.
The closest Adam gets to playing Battlefield is going like World War One. What is that, like Alsace and Lorraine? Is it something like that? Was it something like, yeah? Oh, like von Richthofen? Is that like
what's
something?
Alsace?
This is actually really not accurate because most of the time is spent in the bunkers.
It's weird how like the German medals had French names. Doesn't everyone else know that?
Yeah,
don't we all know that?
Yeah, that's just a tidbit.
It's an
that
observation
I
that I
did. They really do
some right. of them. Yeah, they're like
got French names.
Pour la mairie.
That's a German medal.
Yeah, all the medals
is
have
that for
French.
Being
yeah.
the gayest in the army.
Yeah, it is.
The most dick sucks get the pour la mairie.
Yeah.
Oui, oui, I'm going to Paris.
I am gay.
That's good.
What did you guys do on the 4th?
Sucking off a man, put his dick in your ass. From France. That's
the official national
theme
anthem.
Song. The intro music to France. They don't have an anthem.
They have a jingle. It's used to sell baguettes also.
Yeah. Yeah, but you pronounce
that's the way
it with an F. There.
Of course. Yeah. That's the way they, you know the way they store, they transport baguettes.
In their ass.
Yeah. Because yeah. they're always
well,
on a bicycle.
Yeah, like when you see a French guy, they go by and they've got the baguette coming out of the front of the bicycle. You go like, oh, where's your friend? And he goes, what friend? And you go, the one that sits on the front of the bicycle. That thing shoved up his ass.
That's
you
right.
You fucking Hamburglar looking bitch. We saved your ass in every war.
That's right.
Every single one of the wars. Vietnam, World War II, Iraq, Iran, Afghanistan, North
That's
Korea,
true.
Russia.
It is funny how much Vietnam
Jamaica.
Really was just...
The Jamaican war that we saved your ass in.
It's wild that Vietnam was because of French people, dude. Mm-hmm.
Well, I mean, they were
assholes.
Just there first.
Nah, come on.
Yeah, it was their fault. It was French colonialism's
fault.
Mm-hmm. Otherwise, there would have been no reason for communism. If the Vietnamese were allowed to just, you know, eat berries and do karate or whatever the fuck yeah. was going on that godforsaken shithole.
Get beat up by Mark Wahlberg.
Yeah.
Before they showed up in their linen suits.
Sex trafficking each other and pressing on nails. They wouldn't have needed to become a...
Who do you think really won the Vietnam War?
I think that the...
I think we did.
I think that we did, yeah. I don't think we've ever lost a war.
We won it, if you think about it, because, you know, I don't see any American women painting the nails of fat Vietnamese ladies.
That's yeah, that's true.
You know what I mean?
You know what I think about a lot of time is, like, the French and Indian War and uh-huh. like how bad that must have smelled.
It was actually...
It was Punjabis.
It was actually in these Indians.
Yeah, it was a cook-off.
God damn.
The two smelliest... The smelliest French fat guy and the smelliest fat Indian guy wrestling.
Please, it just smells like the fucking the chew tree outside of the Chuck E. Cheese ball pit. Remember how bad that shit smelled when you were a kid?
Disgusting.
Oh, yeah.
You're like, the fuck is this?
Oh, yes. You never
like an ogre
there.
Guarding the ball pit.
Do you ever have a weird friend that sniffed that shit?
No.
Oh, yeah.
Adam reacted kind of personally there.
No.
No. It wasn't me.
No.
Did you sniff it, you fucking weirdo?
No, but...
He's fucking smelling all the dirty shoes, and he's like, actually, it's pheromones! He's like yelling some fact at the other kids.
It is the most common
fetish. The other kids were like, fuck you, bitch!
I don't think
you're
it's
never
going to
be on a
fetish.
Podcast.
It is. It's the it's the most common fetish. Foot fetish.
No, it's just the most.
Is that what
like,
you're yelling at the other kids in the ball pit?
I was told recently by a friend.
It's the most actually the most common one.
No,
this is normal.
Now you're deaf. Now
and it's weird. I don't know anyone that says they are one.
Freeway, and I'm deaf.
Do you know anyone like
I don't know Pappas?
He's openly foot fetish.
Mm-hmm.
It's so funny.
Greek
the only
man.
People I know
I
that
know,
are
man.
Open.
I feel like that kind of shit is like. Specifically with New York comics, it's like almost like a put on. That
really
that in like
Chappelle
and,
says he's a foot fetishist
and being into like trans women. I'm sure they are, but I feel like there's like a little bit of a put on. That's like part
Why?
Of a New York comic identity
to be like I like feet.
I've seen the look in Giannis's eyes was the same when he was describing feet as you describing your electronics, dude.
Yeah, I don't want to fuck electronics.
You do. You could if there was a way to. To fuck your sound
no,
system.
Actually, there is. That's an option when you spend $700 on a receiver.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm not going to.
A receiver. Of,
you will.
For your
because
dick.
It's passive entertainment.
Dude, once
I don't
you...
Like to, I don't like to fuck anything.
Once you've
maybe
bought
if it
everything,
sucked my dick, sure.
That's what I'm saying.
But I'm not doing that.
Mm-hmm. Okay, what I think you will
I don't
have
a choice. If I didn't have a choice,
dick.
If a piece of machinery first came into your house and said, I'm going to suck your dick.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, there's very little you could do about it if the machinery had made its mind.
Put
up.
Its mind, yeah. Said mm-hmm. It
so are you, robot- are you John Connor?
That movie is just yeah. He sucks him off.
I am from the future. They reprogrammed me to I don't want to say it, but in the future this is money. We there's no more currency, so we have to I have to do this because it is giving you money.
You're a very rich man in the future. You owed a lot of money.
I think about like the colonists that came to America, like the explorers or whatever, and like, you know, they meet the Native Americans and the Native Americans are like bringing them like a dead dog with some bone shoved in its head, and they're like, oh, this is a sign of respect in our culture where we're from. And like if there had to have been at least one colonist that was like, you know, oh, well, what we do is... as a sign of respect, is we put our penis in your mouth as like a gift.
Yeah, dude.
So we have to respect each other. So
yes.
I'm taking your dog thing. You gotta.
You gotta yeah.
And that's how South America was created.
Mm-hmm. That's Portugal, dude.
Yeah.
Just that's why they talk with that lisp.
Portugal. I am from Brazil.
Generations of having a man's dick in their mouth.
I am from Brazil. I love to fuck and to dance.
What a funny country, dude.
Yeah.
There's half Nazi, half like slave descendant dancing.
Yeah. It's so what, funny how Brazil? how much slavery yeah. was going on in Brazil.
So much.
When people are like,
Argentina's the Nazi.
The
one.
United States.
Brazil.
Yeah. The United States has such a dark history.
Yeah,
with
yeah.
slave, I mean, which we do, but
of course.
You compare it to fucking Brazil. Jesus
well,
Christ.
Well, I think basically everyone has slaves if they can, like in history.
Yeah,
most
but
shitty civilization.
You know,
most
that's like that's the thing where it's like you talk about the Holocaust and people are like, "Well, every culture has been genocided." It's like, yeah, but that's not the conversation we're talking about. We're
right,
talking
right,
about
right.
the Holocaust,
right?
And like this specific,
and also
instance.
Not at that level of genocide. That was some real fucking
yeah.
That was some real deal, like. They had like spreadsheets to mm-hmm. make sure the genocide
yeah,
was going
IBM,
on.
Yeah, IBM made the computers.
That's wild, dude.
Yeah, 12,000 Jews died. It's crazy.
Yeah. Well, I those aren't my... I've seen 8,000.
You say 8?
I've seen 8.
Okay, I stand corrected.
If
yeah.
you buy enough IBM stuff, they give you those spreadsheets.
The number I got yeah. was 0. Exactly 0 Jewish people died in between 1938 and 1944.
It's so funny. They had a,
even their natural
even
death
natural causes.
Didn't happen.
There was a Holocaust revisionist conference in
I like
Iran.
To, what I like to call it is the Holocaust : director's cut. Well, if we were going to just redo it with the original vision where we weren't constrained by the studios, we would have shot them all in in 70 millimeter.
I used to do a bit about how I got Schindler's List deluxe Blu-ray DVD, and there was 40 extra minutes of hilarious bloopers.
That sounds like a great bit.
Yeah, it didn't really work that well.
Is it, does it work because you say Blu-ray? Do you like mess up saying Blu-ray a bunch?
What did I say?
No, I'm saying in the bit, do you do like a comic, like...
Oh, yeah, messing something
up. Blu-ray?
Blu-ray.
Don't criticize my affectations.
10-4K. yeah, I think it's a 10-4K UH. Is that where the crux of the bit lies?
That's fun.
No, the crux of the bit is that there's...
And you do it the same way every single time.
That Steven Spielberg like thought it was funny to bloopers.
I did a sex.
Anyway, there was this Holocaust. There was this Holocaust revisionist conference.
I don't know how to speak. Isn't that funny? That I
when Ahmadinejad was in charge of Iran, he had a Holocaust.
Oh, Ahmadinejad.
Shut the fuck up.
This is guy Ajmal-Ahmadinejad.
I said his name the right way.
Yeah, Ahmadinejad.
I said his name the right way because I respect. Yeah, he had a Holocaust revisionism conference, and the like dais on the stage was just him. And then, like, all these, like, South Williamsburg, like, Ottoman on the head, like, ultra-Orthodox Jews. Because there's
really?
A sect... Yeah, there's a sect of ultra-Orthodox Jews who, like, don't believe in Israel and they don't believe in the Holocaust.
What?
Because they think that Jews can only return to the Holy Land when the Messiah comes. So they think
Right.
So they think it's, like, sacrilege. So, but the picture of, like, the Holocaust...
That is an awesome picture.
Yeah. The day is so
funny.
Just a bunch
of Jews. Dude, whatever happened to Ahmadinejad? He was around. He was doing shit.
He's out.
Doesn't he have a Twitter now?
Yeah, I think he joined Twitter.
He's a shit poster now?
Yeah, he put...
He's a meme aggregator.
No, that's Chris Rock.
I know. That sucks that Chris Rock does it.
Whatever, man. He came up before that generation. Yeah, what we're referencing is that Chris Rock's Instagram is just a meme aggregation. And now it's selfies. He started doing selfies.
Oh, that's good.
It's funny how like even the best people become irrelevant at some point in comedy, at least.
I don't know.
Sure, I think the next one he's going to do is going to be good.
Can you imagine
the
how
Netflix
much
special?
How much George Carlin would suck if he was still alive?
If he was doing memes.
Yeah.
Yeah. If George Carlin was trying to be on social media.
Oh my god.
Some old guys are not bad at social media though. Yeah, I mean, Norm's not old, but he's not terrible at social media. Although he tweets about golf a lot, too.
Golf and God and
Oh, yeah, he's religious, too.
Yeah.
It's going to be funny how completely irrelevant all the millennial comedians are going to be in, like, 10 years.
I mean, they already
are. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, myself included, and you guys.
Not me, baby. I'm going to reinvent myself.
No.
I was really surprised. The first time I met Nick... You were drunk and having the breakdown at Funny Moms, and you got on stage. And Brandon Wardell like DM me. He's like, "Dude, this guy just moved back to town. He's fucking hilarious. He's like one of my favorite comics. You should book him on Funny Moms." And you're like just getting drunk at the bar, and then you like get on stage. You're like, "I'll tell you what the fuck this show is. This is the fucking alt comedy bullshit.
It was going up on stage, bullshit nonsense.
I mean, it was,
dude.
No. Which is like, no. It's
Imani was like hiding in a box. He was doing like
Imani,
a box
bit. No.
I thought Chris Milner was faking his accent.
You thought he was doing a bit.
I thought somebody was pretending to be British.
Pretending to be a British dickhead.
Like,
wow, they've really
shit.
Done a lot of research.
No. I'm not saying you were wrong.
Yeah, then shut up.
No. Let me finish. What I thought was like, oh, this guy's like very like, because that was around the time when Bill Burr was like, fuck alt comedy and that kind of thing. But
I was saying it way before Burr. If anything,
no, you're right. You're right.
Stole it from me.
Wow, okay,
that's fun.
But then like I saw your Twitter and I was like, oh, he's also a weird Twitter guy. He's like a club comedy guy and a weird Twitter guy. It's like a very strange mixture of two worlds. I was very taken aback. And then we became friends, guys.
Yeah. I would say we were already friends. I wasn't shitting on you. I was shitting on the show you run and all of your friends.
Yeah. Yeah, there was
a difference.
Early Funny Moms was very strange. Yeah,
it was like, because I also remember you tried to book me, but you said no bits. You said, straight up said no stand-up.
You said, don't do stand-up.
That was
the original concept.
And I was like, that's gay.
Yeah, it was gay.
So I didn't.
In retrospect, highly gay. Like the name itself is pretty gay. I wish we could get rid of that.
We could change
name.
It. We could do something else.
It has a good, like, syllabically, it has a good ring to it, but it's very dumb.
Well, it sounds
so
like
tweet.
It sounds like
suck
a comedy
dick,
show.
Suck dick.
And
bully.
That's the fucking. The funniest comedy show name, there was one here called Dog Shit for a while.
That's great.
That's really
which
good.
Is hilarious.
I wish that was the name of Funny Moms.
Yeah. you can do it. Like that's every UCB show is like, let's do it, or you can let's
well, there's one called
make it happen at fucking Tuesday nights
at UCB East at 11.
I'd love to do make it happen if you book it. And
literally
is
Tuesday.
That a real show?
I don't know.
Literally Tuesday would be a great name for a fucking shit.
literally
no, literally Tuesday.
You're fucking. What was it? Your black comedy night. What was it called?
Tularius Tuesday. No,
Tularius. Troy the comedian brings you
apostrophe to comedian.
Tularius Tuesday.
Comedian apostrophe. It's L apostrophe
apostrophe. International Money Media Productions.
Yeah. Way too
LLC
black. Global way too international black entertainment.
Yeah, it's always like Inc. LLC trademark registered. Like, just fucking went crazy on a business keyboard. Yeah, yeah. Like,
it's just every letter is circled like the C.
Yeah, yeah. It's like, there is no chance you filled out paperwork for this.
Too hilarious Tuesdays.
Way too much money.
Laugh
production.
Makers Entertainment, baby.
Dude, who's that guy in DC?
It's always like a cityscape at night.
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
yes,
diamond plate steel letters. And then maybe like a lipstick kiss. Yeah. And then an old timey microphone.
It's always the radio mic.
So good. The Larry King microphone. Oh, God. Me. That's amazing.
That so
if
remember
you guys
T-Bread?
Get this, this is very good.
Remember T-Bread? He has that mic tattooed on him. It's like, well, do you do stand-up, man? Like,
who, T-Brad?
When have you ever used it?
T-Brad Hudson.
T-Brad Hudson, baby. He used to run, fucking that show at Timonium. And what the fuck was that bar called?
Timonium? I thought that's McGoobies.
No, it was a Sunday night show.
Is it Coco Lane?
No, fuck.
Someone told me
High Tops.
Oh,
it
yeah.
was the land of fucking purple camo, dude. It was awesome. I remember having some jokes there that I thought were ironically racist, and then I told them there and they would crush, and I'd do them everywhere else, and it was like, oh, this was just racist, and those people are racist.
Yep.
They had some good wings, though, dude. They have 50 Cent wings on Sundays. I think that show's not... start. I think that show's done. But
man, I miss those terrible shows.
They were so bad,
dude. I fucking
it was like Sunday night football.
I miss Monday nights at Sidebar so much.
It's still popping, dude.
That shit was so. Well, I'm not drunk anymore. That shit was.
Let's fucking do coke and weed and go do Sidebar. Yeah.
Just a new five every week.
Yeah,
always
baby.
New shit. It was so easy to crush there.
I only did it once.
Yeah,
everyone was fucking.
Sidebar was my shit, dude.
Yeah, it was fun.
Yeah.
I used to go all the time.
What I love is that fucking, what's his name, Luke?
Oh, Big Dick Luke?
No, what's his real name?
He has a big dick. He's the very time that I know that he has a big dick.
That's not what I asked. I said, what is his name?
I don't know, but he had a beautiful hog.
His name, Luke, he had that, he was like a goofy-ass motherfucker.
Yeah, yeah.
I know, yeah.
Because you can, what you do is you fuck the baby in its ass.
Yeah, yeah.
But while you're fucking it, it's, you know, dying. Or something like that.
Guys, this is spot on. You don't know Luke, but he sounds exactly like this. Luke,
he was like kind of like a preppier dude.
Yeah, he was like a finance guy.
Yeah, he was like a finance. Yeah, he did. He worked for like Merrill Lynch.
Yeah, and he would run that mic.
He would go to mics and say the most horrific shit. But he was a good joke writer.
He really was.
He was a good joke writer.
Luke
Marshall. That was it. And it was like fucking the most offensive jokes, but like clever. But it's like
Jeselnik?
First of all, you want to fucking hate him because he's like a finance guy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You know, he's wearing like khakis or whatever,
and he's got such a doofy ass smile.
Yeah, yeah. Because
Then you rape her, I guess. You know,
and
but,
he would smile like a high elf, like a high one of Snow. If Snow White had a
dude
stoned elf,
I recommended him for Re-Ride.
I remember that I was there.
I went there, and he fucking.
He bombed his dick off. And Kurt hated him.
Yeah, Kurt hated him. And he's just like alienating everybody. I'm laughing. I think he's funny.
I
didn't set him up for failure. It was I am a terrible.
You enjoyed it, yeah.
No, I'm like a terrible
judge
of what will sell. I have everyone that I've been like, that guy's hilarious, like killed themselves.
Yeah.
And everyone I've been like, that guy sucks, he should quit, now has a sitcom. So
Yeah.
Every single one.
Nice.
What were we talking about? He took over the mic and like immediately just assaulted a customer.
It was awesome.
When?
Straight.
Some guy
straight
was like talking and he was like, if you come up here, I'll kick your ass. And the guy, like, and the guy went on stage and Luke just like beat the shit out of him.
Wait, what was that? Someone, Rollo or someone posted a video of like a fight at a mic in PG County?
Oh hell yeah!
No, that was at,
one of those PG County shows. I remember that whole crew. Called? It was like Lawrence Owens and Naeem, comedian Naeem, and then there was like three or four other guys that all used to roll together.
Joe kind of, something.
Fuck, Shut told me about someone called her name was like I don't know Brittany, the original Miss Dan, the original Damn She Thick. Miss the original Damn She Thick. Fuck, I fucked that up. Miss the original Damn She Thick. Brittany, the comedian, the original Miss Damn She Thick.
I remember there was this girl, Kat Ramczynski in Austin, who did some like, they used to have these like shitty runs you could go on. That were like the Funny Bones or the Comedy Zones. I can't remember. I never did it, but it was like Little Rock, Houston, and then some other fucking shit town. Mm-hmm. You do like the three of them or whatever. And you host like two times, and then they let you feature. So it's not a bad deal. Actually, I don't even remember if that was it, but she went
on a run of some
she went
kind.
On a run with these two black ladies from Houston, and Kat had to drive, and she was telling this story about like picking them up. Or, like, she's going with them, and she has her notebook with her, and she's going through her notebook, and they're like, are you journaling or something? And she's like, no, I'm just, like, working on a bit. And they, like, both burst out laughing. They're like, you write your shit down? And they're like, honey, no, never.
No, what you do is watch Monique videos and kind of do the her act worse.
You just repeat. You repeat things you heard somewhere else. And no, it's not stealing.
If you put your own little sass on it.
Yeah, they were like berating her for writing down jokes. To be fair, I don't think I've written down a joke in like 4 years.
Yeah.
I write down my ideas phone, and I have then like I just notes.
Fuck it. Yeah, I've never actually written out a bit once ever. I mean,
wow,
so
you sound a lot like these ladies.
Well, I write down something that'll remind me of it.
Yeah, me too, like keywords and stuff.
Yeah. You got to put your sass on it.
Put a little stank on it, baby.
I was laughing about that Cat Williams video again, where he gets punched by a boy. What you want to do, little boy? What you want to do, little boy?
I just get two-pieced by a child.
That is the best. It is the best video of all time.
The one on the one where he's in a Target and he's giving the people the finger after he slapped the cashier is a really good one too, man. That one's really good.
I love Cat Williams.
All right, we got to take a quick commercial break and we'll be back after this. Hello, everybody. This is Nick, president of the DSA and host of popular radio program Cumtown. I'm here to tell you about a new underwear that's better than whatever you're wearing right now. If you got underwear on, take it off. You know, throw it in the trash and get yourself a pair of Mack Weldon underwear. Mack Weldon believes in smart design, premium fabrics, and simple shopping. You buy the underwear online, that way you don't have to face the embarrassment of asking for help at the underwear store. I'm sure we've all been there. The famous underwear store that exists that you can go to. Mack Weldon will be the most comfortable underwear, socks, shirts, undershirts, hoodies, and sweatpants that you'll ever wear. They have a line of silver underwear and silver shirts that are naturally antimicrobial, which antimicrobial doesn't mean that it'll make your dick less micropenis. It means that they eliminate odor. Mack Weldon wants you to be comfortable, so if you don't like your first pair of underwear, you can keep it, and they'll refund your money, no questions asked. Not only do their underwear, socks, and shirts look good, but they perform well, too. They're moisture-wicking, so you can wear them to the gym. You know, you can take them out on dates with guys or girls. You know, we're definitely LGBT-friendly here. So no matter what your orientation is and what kind of dates you go on, you can certainly wear a pair of Mack Weldon underwear. So go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off using promo code CUMTOWN, all caps, CUMTOWN. Thanks. And we're back.
Is this Natalie Imbruglia?
Yes. Yes, dude. Torn.
Yes, yeah. Bitch.
It's my playlist.
Oh, man.
Damn.
She's in the beat-off. She's in the early beat-off Hall of Fame.
That Dolby 5.1 surround is really kicking.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, she had like short hair, right?
Yeah, she looked good.
Well, it doesn't sound as good as it should, because this is just Apple Music, which doesn't put everything out in, you know, it's a lossy format.
Dude.
Yeah, no, what you need is they make super audio CDs. And it's completely lossless. I don't think any like commercial music is mastered.
Nine Inch Nails.
It's none of it's mastered in anything other than like stereo.
Inch Nails releases all of his albums in lossless.
It's more digital.
In FLAC, lossless meaning it's not sampled, but then that doesn't mean that there's more than two channels of sound.
I don't know. Yeah,
you don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know, eh?
Tidal, you don't know what you're talking about.
You don't know, eh? Kind of
high quality. We record this in three channels.
Yeah.
So I could theoretically output.
Yeah.
You know, me and Stav as the subs, and then you as
the dom,
as the tweeter,
dom,
the little girl,
the top, power top,
the subwoofers,
power bull top,
and more the bassy. Yeah. You're the fucking twink ass speaker.
Fuck. I didn't know there was a gay speaker.
Yeah, there is. And it's Adam.
That's awesome, dude. Congratulations.
He goes to conferences and explains to people how gay he is.
Yeah, I do it to fire up, you know.
Okay, kids, we're halfway through the school year, and as a special treat, we've got a gay speaker. It's gonna really ramp you guys up,
no.
Get you excited about the second half of the year. You know, I know you think algebra is pretty fucking lame, but you know what's a little lamer than that? Putting another man's penis in your ass. Starring Adam Friedland. And then Adam walks out on stage.
Boom. No, I'm not a famous gay guy. I'm not an actor or a musician or anything cool. I'm just a regular gay guy who fucks men.
No, I'd have like a
kids,
music
I used to
on.
Be just like you.
Adam's Dr. Phil now.
Now, you might think it's cool to do drugs and say cuss words to your father. But I'll tell you what's really cool. Contracting HIV from a German nightclub.
From a Scheisse club.
Yeah. From any number of
from
men.
From the basement of Berghahn Techno Club.
I don't know who gave me HIV, but I've got it narrowed down to about 47 people.
There's a 72-hour window where I know I contracted
it. There was a 3.5-hour window where I contracted the HIV virus in the aisle 17 of a KB Toys after hours. I had a friend named Marco who is the assistant manager of a KB Toys, and he would let us into the mall, and we would go in there and fuck next to the Barbie display. All 47 of us.
Just one continuous gay sex chain. One dick into one ass into dick ass.
I guess
47 deep.
I guess KB Toys got fucking owned by Toys R Us, huh?
No, didn't owned someone say that Mitt Romney, Bain Capital, bought it?
They banned him?
Bain.
Fuck, I love
maybe
KB.
Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe I'm wrong.
I love toys. I love playing with toys. I love seeing them.
I love jokes, humor, toys.
Oh, yeah, they're great.
Tom the dogs out.
Oh, who? There's...
Who?
That
video
the
is the best.
Video
with all the little black kids.
Oh, God.
I love that video.
Oh, my God.
If there's anything I enjoy, it's toys being given to children.
Oh, yeah.
Absolutely.
Did you see that tweet after Trump tweeted out the bleeding from the face thing? They asked Orrin Hatch what he thought. He's like, well, obviously, I don't think it was okay, but everyone's entitled to a dipsy doodle every now and then.
Oh, yeah. Man. Dipsy
more,
doodle.
More,
that's when you rape a girl in 1920.
a dipsy doodle.
I thought that was a whoopsie.
A dipsy doodle.
A whoopsie's the abortion you make her get afterwards. Yeah.
God, I grew up with so many Mormons, and all their moms were so hot.
That's so cool, dude. Wow. Everyone's so proud of you for growing up with Mormons.
They were sexy. I will give like every
dude.
Like,
their
Mitt Romney Young was a fucking that guy. Was sexy.
I mean, he was
his wife.
He
was hot.
Sexy old dude. He had that perfect square jaw.
Yeah. Mitt Romney
never smoked a cigarette. Never had a drink. He looks great.
Oh, that's why his skin is so good.
Yeah, he looks amazing.
Mitt Romney could really fuck. That would be a funny like second half of his life if he just turns into like a sex fiend.
He fucks bad. Like
they all fuck bad. Mormons like, fuck bad.
Like Gregory Marmolade does.
Gregory Marmolade.
Who's that?
Isn't he the jock in Animal House?
I don't remember.
Maybe
I don't know.
It's Revenge of the Nerds. No, I can't remember which one. Gregory
That's a great name.
Gregory Marmolade is from.
Well, sounds like marmalade.
He's the prep from. He's the evil prep.
Is he the guy that was in Married with Children? Also,
yes.
He plays Jefferson in Married with Children.
That guy, right?
I can't remember.
I think so,
dude. I used to love Married with Children when I was a little ass
Damn,
kid,
dude. Really?
Kelly, dog.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
Kelly Bundy.
Christina Fapplegate.
Dude. Oh, nice. How about
she
that?
She is the hottest.
Gregory Marmalade?
Gregory Marmalard.
That's Marmaduke? Do you remember that big-ass dog that used to fuck up parties?
Dude.
Used to ruin, make things messy?
Yeah.
Oh, no, this is someone else.
Whose bit are you doing right now?
I don't know.
Whose Marmaduke joke is that?
Who has a Marmaduke joke?
Somebody. You're fucking doing somebody's... Somebody call him on that, please.
This is
I know he's doing it, because I know you fucking... I know
you've
said
seen,
this to
have
me
Have you ever
before.
Seen Ed Schrader's Marmaduke cartoon?
No.
It is incredible. And
what
is
it?
I'm jealous I didn't make it. I mean, it's basically
it's
what we do with everything.
Someone's dog,
but he
someone's
just,
dick.
He
is...
just took... Yeah, he just takes
Marmaduke.
Marmaduke cartoons. And he fucking it makes him about Marmaduke sucking people's dicks.
Yeah. Well, I
look that up, guys. Marmaduke.
I got to clean.
That's the Cumtown cultural tip of the week. We should start doing those because we're really
Is it Norm MacDonald that said that about Marmaduke?
I don't fucking know, dude.
It seems like
it's Cat Williams.
Have,
no, yeah. he just messes things up because you quoted it to me. You were saying this guy did this funny thing about Mormon.
Who?
I swear to God.
No
this
way.
Like a
no
month ago.
Way.
You were telling me about somebody's Marmaduke bit.
Oh,
and
come on.
That's what it was.
Oh, come on.
Oh, fuck. Jesus Christ.
It wasn't even a joke. I was just talking about that dog that used to make things messy. The fucking... It wasn't a joke. I just described the fucking comic.
You just did the prep... You did... No, come on. You were talking... You're doing...
What? Come on. I never quoted anyone's joke to you about Marmaduke. I've never heard a joke about Marmaduke.
You know who
besides the hilarious cartoon that I used to read every Sunday.
You know who I
the
used
funnies.
To fuck with is Heathcliff, dude.
Mm-hmm. You know who
Garfield,
I used to...
Garfield in the streets, Heathcliff in the sheets, baby.
You know who I used to fuck with? Mallard Fillmore, the conservative news reporting duck.
Oh
yeah, nice. That was my guy.
That's was that. Did he have his own cartoon?
Yeah, all the punchlines used to be like liberals or pussies.
I remember as a kid
there was really a Mallard Fillmore.
Yeah,
as,
yeah. It was
as
like
a kid, I would get
right leaning cartoon.
I would get the paper. I would look at the comics, and I'd be so excited to see them, and I'd read them, and I'd be like, "This is not funny."
Yeah, yeah.
None of
as
this
kid.
Is funny.
Yeah.
The Far Side was funny.
The Far
Dude,
Side was
Family Circus.
Yeah, Family Circus.
Family Circus?
The biggest shit pile of all time. Right.
They open a lemonade stand and the E is backwards.
You know what's really annoying?
Just a little slice of life for you. Every day, brought to you by whoever that pedophile was. Alleged pedophile.
That guy was a pedophile? Family Circus?
No, that's why I said alleged.
Oh, great. You're alleged?
No, we're lying, so we have to say alleged. I think he was actually like a really like well-known family man, and every character was based off his family.
Well, what's
shit.
His name is like a big guy, and like he's like a big pro-Trump guy now. What's his name?
Fucking, oh, yeah, Dilbert.
Dilbert,
oh, yeah.
Guy, yeah.
Scott.
Dude, I fucking Scott. Love those Dilbert. That art school project, that guy, Dilbert 1, 2, and 3. Have you ever seen those?
No.
That's a good pick. If anyone wants to look at a cool YouTube video.
Another good Twitter.
The one where
gay
he shoots
Dilbert.
Up the office.
You guys ever Dilbert but gay?
Did somebody do that for real?
I'm not even kidding.
I used to draw. I used to draw Dilbert in gay scenarios.
Oh, so I guess
maybe
they
stole someone
stole that.
Your shit.
Yeah, somebody probably stole my idea, Adam.
Oh, so you're from now saying that your fucking Marmaduke was your idea?
No.
No, we're talking about.
I'm
Dilbert.
Saying if you're trying
Why did you
to,
bring
you're
up
trying
Marmaduke
to,
again?
Yeah, if you're trying to say that I steal shit, that's
I call
just,
him Obamaduke.
That's
so
just
that's, who I call
that's
him.
Just incorrect. That's your trait,
Dilbert, but gay.
That's great.
Yeah.
Let me see this.
It's pretty good.
I'm gonna be on what the fuck this Mark Maron this.
Before we ever started Cumtown, we the three of us used to talk about doing an official Garfield web series.
Yeah, you remember that picture I drew at Dilbert jacking off to Garfield in his office?
No. No,
yeah,
I don't.
Yeah, I do.
Dilbert, it was a good picture.
You're a good drawer, dude.
Thank you, man.
Yeah,
I'm just trying to give you compliments to deflect from your criticisms.
here's a good one.
I swear to God.
I'm Dilbert and I hate pussy.
Who did the Marmaduke?
I don't remember. But
I'm just going to Google Marmaduke stand-up.
You said to me, you were telling me about somebody talking about Marmaduke.
Who?
And they were like, you know, it was so funny because they were like, you know, Marmaduke's just that dog that just makes things messy.
That's just a fact.
But you,
he fucks
it
things
was
up.
Something that somebody else said that you were, it doesn't matter.
I'm jerking off to some really gay shit on the internet, and I'm Dilbert.
This is good stuff, right up my alley.
Yeah. Oh, man, I love this shit.
Apparently, there's a TJ Miller as Marmaduke.
Maybe
he is in love. I don't know.
I used to get comics like. Like the anthologies. That
yeah, like Calvin
shit.
And Hobbes.
A lot of Dilbert, actually. As a little kid, dude, I used to fuck with Dilbert.
Yeah, it's for smart people. When I was a kid, I thought Dilbert was
for
smart people.
Sort of. Because
they
not
had
even
jobs. Yeah. What if you were like a tie, I'm like, oh, this is for people
exactly.
who know how computers work.
That's who reads
Dilbert. It was too smart for me.
Yeah.
I used to pretend to read, like, to fucking be into so much shit because I wanted to be cool.
Dude, you know what's really lame is when people have
that
book.
I did the
book.
Opposite. I hid the things I was into instead of pretending to like things.
Well, I liked maybe one out of every eight Dilberts that I read, but I didn't get any of that shit.
Yeah, of course.
I liked Calvin and Hobbes. I didn't realize that it was an imaginary cat forever, though. I think Hobbes doesn't exist or something.
Yeah, yeah.
And that's the same with Winnie the Pooh, right? He's imaginary in that.
I think so.
Christopher's mind.
I don't think there's supposed to be any real. I mean, that one's just a fantasy. A.A. Milne, whatever his name is.
I don't know.
So he had an actual son.
A.A. Hole.
Named Christopher.
Christopher Robbins or whatever. Christopher Robin. And then he made that, like, you know, book about Christopher Robin and his stuffed bear Pooh, and then that actual kid went to school and everyone's like, you are such a faggot.
Really?
Yeah, dude. He was
bullied
and shit, and then like it took him like his entire life to fucking get over being the fucking guy from Winnie the Pooh.
That's hilarious. But wait, wasn't this in England?
Yeah, it's an English guy.
But
there's an interview with him
right?
from like later in life, and he was finally accepted it.
You're a right homosexual. I don't know.
He's just some old man that's like barely not bitter anymore, and he's got like a mentally disabled daughter that he like just takes care of. He's like a real sad guy.
That's a
big
bummer.
You gotta change your name for Christopher Robin, dude.
Yeah, he could have done it.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I would have changed my name to Robert De Niro if I was him.
It's really lame when people are really into New Yorker cartoons. I always think those are like the not funny.
Yeah, I don't think one has made me laugh. They're
Adam, you used to read the New Yorker cartoons, right?
No, we never got the New Yorker growing up. My parents were a TV family.
I had a phase where I tried to read for maybe like 2 years of my life, and I would get the New Yorker.
I got the New Yorker, but it was such a waste.
You used to be subscribed to the New Yorker.
I used to subscribe.
It used to
and
come
I,
to your house.
I canceled it.
You would fucking say shit like, did you read that thing in the New Yorker?
Oh, fuck off. Oh, fuck off again. Please.
You would say that. You got the New Yorker
God,
and
you
would you say
just,
that.
There was a 2 year
no,
period of my
guys,
life.
Guys, I was
I
literally getting
shit.
Out of the car from 4th of July yesterday, mm-hmm. and across the street, there's a car that like parked at the stop. This dude rolls down a window and goes, Adam, you're a bitch. And
hell
I'm
yeah,
like,
dude.
And I'm
keep
like,
doing that.
No, no. And, and then I look at him and he goes, and I look at him and I'm like, who are you? And then he just like looks really sheepish. He's like, I'm cool. And then he rolls up the window.
Guys, keep
no,
doing
you're
that.
Just creating these lies where people think I'm
wait,
some
wait,
sort
wait,
of
hold on, time
some
out,
sort
time
of
out.
Zionist pseudo-intellectual.
Time out.
maybe there's a little bit that's, you know, maybe we're doing a bit about you stealing sometime or whatever, whatever. But
we're just Marmaduke was
lying. We are not lying about you being a bitch. Yeah. You are a bitch, even if you don't steal.
I accept it.
So we're just trying. If you see Adam in the streets, call him a bitch like that guy did, but don't be sheepish.
That's
about
nonsense.
It.
We're just trying
because
to
you know
help
when,
you.
When we growing up, we're trying you have to help that friend you. That you make fun of. But if anyone else makes fun of that
right.
friend,
right.
you stick up for them.
You're
you
right.
guys,
don't.
You guys would
you
never.
You welcome
no,
the
you
other guy into your friend circle.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
You add him as a valuable member
oh,
of the
you
crew.
You're
of
the
shit.
Gatekeeper for the crew. Yeah. If someone mocks you good enough, yeah. most of them will
that
fail.
That is not a way to
most
bully
of
a
them
friend.
Will yeah. fail.
That is bad. See, that's a bad like, bully.
When people go to
that's
jail.
That's a bad bully. I'm 30 years old. I'm 30.
People go to jail. They think, oh, you just pick a fight with the biggest guy. No, you just rape the weakest guy
yes.
in there.
Yes.
And then the big guys will be like, this guy's cool. He rapes people. Like we do. We were going to rape him, but now we see he's also
he's a rape guy.
He rapes other men like we do, so mm-hmm. we're going to play checkers with him.
It's true. Rape in prison is cool.
In the television room.
Okay, so just call Adam a bitch once, but don't make it a recurring
Well, anyway,
thing.
He DM'd me and then apologized. He's like, I'm
oh,
sorry.
Yeah. That guy's out.
No, he's not out.
He's out from apologizing.
But why would you go up to someone you don't know weakness. And call them a bitch?
Well, did you look like you look right now?
I was taking something out of a trunk.
Yeah, this is a very pool boy look you got.
Yeah, you look like a bitch right now.
Why do I look like a bitch right now?
Because yeah. you're tanked.
You look like you're about
well,
to
yeah, I have
out.
Been to
you
the,
look like you're about
I have
to,
been to the pool quite a bit, gentlemen, with my new girlfriend, actually.
You look like you're about to go into the Congo to compare your small dick with the gorilla's small dick.
It's so funny how
dick
small the dick
contest. Can I, like, eat some of your blueberries?
That's not how I sound.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
Just kidding.
My name is Jeffrey.
What did you do for the 4th of July?
I went upstate to Ben's rich uncle's summer house. The
was
one
there a pool?
Nick and I went to 2 years ago.
Was there a pool?
I can't believe
there
you
is
left
a pool.
Without me, dude.
I invited you guys 3 times.
Yeah, but
not.
Then you left like 2 days early.
You didn't let us know.
You had to have
when
a private
leaving,
romantic
know?
Getaway at Kathleen Turner's house with your precious roommate.
It wasn't just us. And I told you guys to fucking come.
Were there girls?
Leading
no,
rose petals.
It was like it was me and it
bedrooms.
Was me and two couples.
Oh, okay.
It was terrible, actually. It wasn't terrible. It was fun.
Two couples.
Three
couple
couples.
Guys.
A couple of gay guys.
No, no.
I fucked. Is
no,
what
heterosexual
meant.
Couples. Yeah. As a matter of... for your... Whatever that
Yeah, we're going up to the valley,
say.
Dude. We're going to go drink some seam up in the Hudson Valley. Swap seam.
Seam.
We're seam sippers, bro.
Seam sipping, dude.
Sipping
with
seam.
My team favorite.
Dude, I'm
allies.
Fucking faded. I'm fucking crossfaded off this seam.
I'm fucking lit off this seam.
Bro,
dude,
I got a stomach ache. I drank so much seam, but I'm gonna keep drinking, dude.
Yeah, dude. Do you guys serve Roddy's here? Rod Stewart's? Yeah, it's 2 liters of semen in a fucking mason jar,
dude.
I'll take an Arnold Palmer. Just Arnold Palmer's cum.
Yeah, this is the Rod Stewart challenge. Well, yeah. My name is Jackass.
The Rod Stewart challenge, like the fucking
yeah.
cinnamon
Pepsi
challenge.
Taste test. Yeah. It'd be doing funny, dude, like a Pepsi taste test where it's like, which one is better? And then it's like, one of these is Pepsi, and the other is 2 liters of semen. And then it's just a regular solo cup that clearly has Pepsi in it. And then, like, a 2 liter filled with semen. They're like, but we're not going to tell you which one is which. And then the guy drinks the Pepsi. He's like, yeah, that's pretty good. And then he drinks, like, the 2 liters of semen. And he's like, yeah, I don't know. They're about the same. It's like the same volume and viscosity and color. I can't tell the difference between the two. But I think I have to go to the hospital.
That's a very good question, dude.
Seam sips.
Let's figure it out.
What?
By making Adam drink 2
Oh,
liters
yeah.
of cum.
Dude, it would be so hard to collect 2 liters of cum.
Yeah.
How long do you think it would take you to get to 2 liters?
Like a year.
No.
No, he's right.
Yeah.
Actually, longer than that.
Longer.
If you jacked off every...
We did the math. We already did the math.
I did the math.
Nick did the math while
what?
Jake and I were there.
What's That's crazy.
It's something like 723 loads.
Yeah. If you take the median load size.
What if you're drinking a lot of water... You're having a lot
what
if, of protein.
What does water have
diet?
To do with cum?
It doesn't matter. We took the average load size.
But what I'm saying is, what could you do to juice up, to goose
well,
up
also,
your load?
You can't just,
nothing.
You can't do like,
that's
you can't
what
cum
average
like
is.
7 times in a row. You can't even cum 3 times in a row. You got to regenerate that juice.
I'm saying, what's the quickest you think you could get to it if you tried
your best? Just answered the fucking question.
No, man. That's
723
years. What's the average fucking speed of a car for whatever? You could go.
No, that's not the average speed of a car. It's what's the average fuel consumption of a car, which you absolutely can
if
answer.
You come twice a year, it'd be like a year and a half. Or twice a day.
Okay. But what I'm saying to you is, there's a way to get fatter loads.
Yeah. Peter North, bro.
And what do you fattest think it is? Loads. How do you think you get a fat load?
I don't know. Ask Peter North.
In your diet.
Yeah, Peter North has...
All right, I'll text Peter North. He did have some fat loads. We'll get him on the
show. We're going to have Peter North, Senator Cory Booker.
I want that disease where your balls get fucking way too
big. Elephantitis?
You have enormous balls, and then you... Have you seen that video of that guy, like, coming for, like, an hour?
No.
He has giant swollen balls, but it makes him come more, too.
Nice.
It was on like E Fox.
So this guy could probably get to a 2 liter pretty quick.
Yeah, sure.
See, well, that's what I'm saying, dude.
Shut the fuck up.
Give me that disease.
You don't understand. You are not a fucking statistician.
We're taking the median.
Appreciate.
Nah, you motherfuckers didn't even know what average.
How long does it take to get to the moon? No, but imagine you had like a super fast ship that doesn't exist.
No, motherfucker. There's a way to get fatter
loads.
Why
couldn't you get to the moon in 30 seconds?
No, it's not the same.
It's the same.
No, dude.
You come more.
Goose up your loads.
You come more if you're in love.
Oh yeah?
Yeah.
Fuck you. For
if you're in love with cum.
Yeah.
With cum.
With being gay.
Adam just sits at home coming into his own mouth while that fucking Looney Tunes factory song plays. No, the bum bum bum.
Oh yeah.
His roommate comes home and he just hears like.
Yeah, I'm singing it as I'm playing.
No, you're not singing it. The song's just playing.
Why is it muffled then?
Because it's in your room and the door's closed.
I jack off in the living room.
And then your roommate goes, oh, I guess Adam's doing that thing again.
You jack off in the living room?
No, I don't need to jack off, guys. I have sex all the time.
Do you jack off in the living room?
I have, yeah. Actually, since I stopped having a job, I've jacked off in the living room.
There's too much space. I'm not worried about the privacy. Even if I'm home alone, even when I lived by myself, I couldn't jack off in the living room.
I've done it.
Interesting.
In the last 2 weeks,
I beat off in the living room quite a bit.
It's a really powerful feeling if you're alone at home.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the thing. Is like you live with roommates.
It's just not.
You live with roommates your entire adult life. The second the door closes.
When I was 21, I had my own apartment. I never jacked off in the.
Okay, whatever.
What?
That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying
is, how about this? Would you jack off in the kitchen? This is not where you jack off.
No, but it's a leisurely area. The living room's leisurely.
Kitchen sex is really fun.
Yeah, fucking is different.
Every once in a while you'll fuck in the kitchen, but that's different. Well,
there's a lot of places I fuck that I would never jack off. Like in the
you
laundry,
have too much respect
in the laundry room at a house party. I wouldn't go in there to jack off.
In a field in Vermont is
in those
mine.
in those like secret corridors in the mall that only the security guys know about.
Those corridors are
the
weird,
fuck corridors.
Dude.
Yeah, yeah.
When I was working for Warris, there was fucking, like, we'd have to go through, when we were doing installs, we'd have to go through those fucking corridors.
For who?
We got locked in one of those for 2 hours one day. Me and Jesse were just making swastikas in the cardboard with fucking X-Acto knives.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah.
That sounds exactly like something he would do.
Yeah.
Wait, where were you?
I don't even know which one you're talking about.
Big Jesse.
That's just like a shop guy thing.
That's just a shop boy thing, dude.
Yeah, make swastikas
with X-Acto knives?
With X-Acto knives.
Cardboard? Yeah, he gave us 2 hours locked in a mall security.
Fucked this guy, Jesse?
Yeah.
No, it was just a guy Nick and I used to work with when we had
Adam
a man job.
Adam was cross-dressing and spinning around in the Beyond Victoria's Secret in women's underwear going, I wish that I was Jesse's girl. And then trying on makeup and shit.
Hell yeah, dude.
Yeah, and then he started drawing like a naked chick and... He was like, dude, this is cool. It's like we have porn here. So, like, we could be here forever.
That's a joke from Friends.
Is that?
Yeah.
Well, he did that.
Joey did that.
Well, I guess he was stealing. Adam's doing a joke from Friends now.
Oh, God.
So, no one told you life was going to be this way. People can fact check your jokes. Your acts a bunch of shit you stole from TV.
It's not part of the act, dude.
And now everyone's calling you on your joke there.
You know what my act is, dude. I don't do any observational comedy. It's all anecdotal.
And it hasn't been your bit, your joke, your riff, or even your idea.
This is bullshit.
Not even your premise.
Oh my god.
Is Adam steals all the jokes. Try and think of something.
All of you guys steal from me all the time.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
What the fuck are you gonna steal?
You steal from me constantly, Nick.
What have I stolen ever?
We can talk about this off mic, but you know,
we can talk about it right now.
We can talk about it off mic.
Personally, I don't like having fights in front of 150,000 listeners.
Dude, we got 2 million.
Are we up to 150,000?
We got yeah, 2 million. Well, that's the number I just made up.
Yeah. It's actually only 700 people listening.
Incredibly dedicated.
We just figured out a way to juice the numbers.
Yeah.
I
love juicing, dude.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah,
I've been having smoothies again. I'm back on the smoothie train. Although I went buck wild on the 4th.
I asked Julia Vins if she'll do the podcast, and she's not responding.
That's a female bodybuilder Nick's in love with is going to do the podcast.
She's coming
hopefully.
On.
Has she seen it?
Is this Coney Island?
No, she hasn't.
On the screensaver on your TV?
No.
Dude, it's too nice. That is my favorite place in New York.
You know what I'm a big fan of? The Empire State Building.
No, it's different.
Have you heard of it?
Coney Island is a fucking like
it's got everything.
Post-nuclear state. Freak show. Just so
be,
many
it used to
fucking
be real fucked up. You know what I want to watch again?
Warriors?
Requiem for a Dream.
Oh, it's yeah. Well, that's Brighton Beach, I thought. Same shit.
Right next to each
other. Yeah, same shit. But yeah, those fucking apartment blocks are so massive.
Yeah.
With those old Russians. And those fucking Russians, we walk down to Brighton, there's like, they just go outside every day and they're purple. Just those old fucking men.
Yeah, they all look like Grimace.
They're just
Grimace in a diaper.
They look insane.
Yeah. Shout out to Stefan Marbury.
We should get some of those Russian gang tattoos. I know.
Like Eastern Promises.
If you got caught with them, they'd probably get mad, but they're the coolest looking tattoos.
In the Schwitz, in the East Village.
Adam,
there are a bunch of those guys.
I know what they all mean. So I'm going to get the stars on my shoulders, and then you can get cat eyes on your lower back. And that means we're like friends with each other.
And then everyone will know?
Yeah, everyone will know.
Yeah.
But make sure that you get cat eyes on your lower back.
I want everyone to know, though.
Because that means you're the coolest of the Russian guys.
Oh, fuck, dude.
I want to know what cat eyes. I'm going to look it up.
Yeah, you should look it up.
I'll look it up.
I'll tell you later. Don't tell Adam, though, when you find
I won't.
What if I got bear claws on either titty?
That's good.
Do you think that's a good look? One.
Yeah. I want to get a gun on my stomach.
Yeah.
That's cool.
There was a girl that did open mics at Wiseacres that used to have two, like, revolvers pointing to
into her pussy.
Yes. Yeah. Yes. I love that look, dude.
And then, like, a six on her lower back and then another six on, like, the back of her elbows.
So nice.
Six, six, six. The
devil.
Across.
She got that devil pussy.
Real dark mentality.
Ugh, you know, dude.
That's me, dude. I'm dark. A lot of people don't realize how dark I am.
Dude, you're fucking tortured.
Dude, I'm fucking
twisted.
That video of Danzig.
Yeah.
With the
rules.
Books?
Welcome to my book collection. It's like 11 books. He is the funniest person in the world.
A 40-year-old who's into Halloween.
Yeah.
Being a Halloween guy is so funny.
These are all verified stories. Verified werewolf stories. Yeah, so basically this werewolf is coming out of a clearing and he's shaking a baby in his mouth. Pretty wild. Yeah, that's just some of the dark stuff I think about. My dark mentality. If people ever knew what was going on in my mind, they'd probably lock me up.
You think Danzig goes to the beach?
No, he seems like an indoor guy.
He's an indoor guy. Dude, I went to his house like three times.
In L.A., yeah, he said. Yeah.
I kept having to go look again. It's too funny.
It's just a bungalow?
It's like a big, I don't know what those are called. It's like...
ranch house?
No, it's not a rancher. It's bigger than a bungalow. Arts and crafts?
Yeah.
Turbo bungalow?
One story?
Maybe two.
Split level?
No, not split level.
Oh, okay.
Damn.
Yeah, like I guess maybe like a California bungalow. Is
yeah.
Nice.
It would be. But it looks bigger than
I love
that.
The word bungalow.
It's nice.
Yeah.
It's fun. Sounds like you get head in there.
We should get a bungalow, the three of us.
I'd like to get a bungalow.
Dude, I just want a hammock. I want a fucking... We're going to put a coconut bra on stop.
Absolutely.
Hilarious.
Yeah.
I'm going to be great.
I'm going to start drinking again.
Grass skirt.
I'm
going to
kill us all in a boat accident.
Oh, fuck yeah, dude. Now we're going to reboot Gilligan's Island, dude. We're going to get trapped. A 3-hour tour. You know?
Yeah.
Well, I feel like they would have found them.
Here's an interesting fact. Good way to close out the podcast.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Sorry, I threw up in my mouth a little bit. The Titanic, James Cameron's Titanic,
mm-hmm.
You know, the ship starts sinking and then it splits in half.
Yeah. Yeah.
And they denied that that happened until they found the wreckage. That was like the company that owned the Titanic, the White Star Lines, refused to allow people to think that the ship split in half. So all the portrayals of the sinking of the Titanic prior to that were the ship going down and like going straight up vertical. In the air. Yeah, going down vertical.
Yeah.
Because they didn't want people to think it was structurally unsound.
What? It fucking sank.
So then like eyewitness, there was eyewitness testimony, mm-hmm. all these people saying like, no, the ship split in half. And they're like, no, you're just crazy.
What?
Yeah.
What the fuck? What do they mean they didn't want it to be unstructurally sound? They fucking sank. Who gives a fuck if it snapped or not?
The company.
You killed everybody. Who gives a fuck?
Yeah.
Fuck them, dude. Fuck the White Star Liner.
Yeah, it was the captain's fault. I'm glad it sank.
It was?
Yeah, it was the
captain. Because he didn't turn.
Or the night watchman or whatever.
Yeah, he couldn't see the iceberg.
Well, no, they just kept. They had reports of icebergs, and then they kept going anyways.
Iceberg, God.
What a fucking. I hate the Titanic. I fucking hate that dumb. It's such a fucking meaningless tragedy.
I know. And, it's not even that much of a tragedy.
It's like 2,000 like people right? 100 years ago.
No, the rich people all lived. Yeah, the rich poor people died.
Oh, really? Oh, yeah, that sucks.
But why I don't like that is because that's sort of just a footnote to the story, anyways. People are like, yeah, and then it was fucked up because they made all the poor people die. But, you know, it's about these poor lost souls.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and it's like, it's no, it's just a dumb, it's, who cares? Who gives
yeah,
a shit?
I bet you a thousand.
There was much bigger sinkings in that time period.
I bet you 1,000
they're all
poor
military
people
related,
died
so.
In
the Lusitania.
A fucking,
well, there was a German ship that was fucking sunk.
Well, the Germans were fucking up ships with U-boats.
Yeah, there was a German ship that was sunk, but Germany had like kind of it was like a bunch of I think like troops that were trying to evacuate or something, but it was like 9,000 people died. It was huge.
I just feel like a lot of poor people were dying in factories to make like canned like meats.
Yeah.
More so than
the Triangle Shirtwaist Factory, which is now just some NYU building.
Yeah.
It's still there.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's right by right by Washington Square Park.
Yeah, it's in the LES. Yeah.
Yeah.
Nice.
Well, it's you know more the west side, so you're wrong, Adam. Incorrect and you're
where's it?
What?
Greenwich Village.
Oh, what's this? Mr. Tidbit.
The Villaggio.
It's in, I call the village the Villaggio.
The Vaggio?
Yeah.
Remember that in fucking Grand Theft Auto where they called the Vespas
the Faggio.
The Faggio. Yeah. Yeah.
It's a homophobic joke in the game.
So funny.
Yeah.
So good. Dude, my friend, I was hanging out with my friend and his girlfriend one time, and
I think it's pronounced Faggio.
He said he was talking about how he really wanted to get a Faggio, and they got in like a 1 hour fight next to me about him saying Faggio. He's like, what? That's what it's called.
She's like, I don't like you using those words.
That's so funny, dude. It's so funny the dumb shit you've like fight with women about.
Yeah, it's really great to just be hanging out with a couple fighting. Yeah. That's the most fun thing.
Never tell you I had like a relationship pretty much be destroyed by doing the parody song Fuck My
Yeah. In the car. You were on a road trip earlier, right?
Yeah. Because she got stuck in the car with me. Doing the like, well, I'm the kind of guy who fucks his mom and dad. She's like, what the fuck is wrong with you?
Yeah, me and Eldis were hanging out this weekend a lot with his girlfriend, and I think like it was like, I mean, and she's cool as shit, but it's like,
he got a girlfriend?
Huh?
He got a girlfriend?
Yeah, but it's like the third consecutive day that you see.
What's Eldis's last name?
I'm not telling people's last name. Oh. You'll find him. He's easy. But I think the third consecutive day with like you spending time with your boyfriend and his best friend talking about sucking each other.
Wait,
off.
Say this again. Your boyfriend and who?
If you're her and you spend like 3 days in a row with me and Eldis talking about like sucking each other's dick at gunpoint, and shit like that, it's like
I remember Ari was like selling you those edibles,
mm-hmm.
and he like texted me. And he's like, dude, stop like really really talks like that. Yeah. He was like, come get sucked off and stuff. He's like, dude, I thought he was just joking. Like, that was like a
bit. I am joking.
He's like, no, Stav like talks that way.
Yeah, that's how I invited
people don't realize that we're all doing characters and that I'm like a method actor.
Yeah, we are doing characters.
I'm actually Michael Fassbender.
Yeah.
Oh, that makes sense.
In real life.
Yeah, I'm not doing a character. This is me, baby. All real name, no gimmicks.
I'm ready to become a professional actor. Hollywood, if you're listening, put me in the next Alien movie.
I'm trying to be a fat guy in commercials, dude.
That's
look,
like a
here,
thing,
I'll
dude.
Do some acting right now. Look out! It's an alien!
Ah.
What do you mean we're getting a divorce?
Oof.
But I can't be retarded. I'm the president! These are all for my screenplays.
That's good. Yeah. I think you'll be an actor. I believe in you.
Thank you.
I believe in you sucking my cock.
Thanks for that. So
I believe in your ability to suck me off.
So
royally so as well.
Sorry, I'm looking at Julia Vins's Instagram.
Dude.
Well, that'll do it for the today's episode.
Oh,
I
yeah.
have to. I have to make a quick trip into the laundry room.
You and Adam
with Julia Vins's Instagram. Open.
You're gonna tape your phone to the back of Adam's head and look at her Instagram while you fuck him in the ass.
Put the phone right in between the cat eyes. Oh, Julia, strong Julia.
Oh, fuck.
Goodbye.